Driverless vehicles, the car of the future. A vehicle that can sense its environment and function without any human involvement. A human will not be required to interact or take control of the vehicle at any time, or even be present in the vehicle at all. These autonomous cars can go where your everyday normal car goes, and do everything your average Joe of a human does. The driverless cars we'll be talking about are what the Society of Automotive Engineers, the SAE, defines as Level 5 automation, or full automation, where the vehicle performs driving tasks under all conditions with zero human attention or interaction required. Manufacturers are yet to produce such a vehicle, but they're on the horizon and are definitely a technology that will shape the future. So what are some positives of this revolutionary technology? Well, first of all, from an environmental standpoint, the emissions of these driverless vehicles will be much less than what we see on the roads today. Most of the driverless vehicles are electric, due to the ease of technological integration with existing electric vehicle platforms. While battery charge may be indirectly contributing to emissions, unless the power is entirely made by clean energy, the emissions created will be still be way less than those of diesel or petrol engines. The problem with the humans driving cars is that most fuel is burned or battery power consumed when driving fast, braking and re-accelerating excessively. Driverless cars are able to reduce this impact by efficiently driving, that meaning less battery power will be used, and therefore they can drive for longer, have a longer range. The benefit of driverless cars is that there'll be fewer per household. One car can transport the whole family to their individual activities before parking itself and waiting to be called upon again to pick them up. This reduces the overall number of cars on the road, as well as unnecessary overlapping trips that contribute to emissions. A recent study by the Institute of Transportation and Development Policy, ITDP, established that there could be an 80% reduction in CO2 emissions if cities embrace automation, electrification, and most importantly, ride-sharing. So the biggest improvement we'll see from driverless vehicles, when compared to the modern-day human-driven tin cans, is that of safety. So according to the NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, at least 90% of crashes are due to some type of human error. These errors include speeding, aggressive and reckless driving, distracted driving, drunk and drug driving, and drowsy driving. In 2019, in New Zealand, according to the New Zealand Ministry of Transport, there were a total of 352 deaths in car-related incidents. These included 160 deaths in crashes involving alcohol and drugs, 87 deaths in crashes involving speeding, 36 deaths in crashes involving fatigue, and 17 deaths in crashes involving diverted attention. Considering New Zealand is such a small place, those are some big numbers. Automated vehicles can eliminate humans completely from the equation. They simply just don't need them. An example of how automation can improve safety is through flying, how planes use automation to improve safety. So flying is recognized as one of the safest forms of transport. There is one fatal accident for every 3 million large commercial passenger flights. And humans only control these planes for about 3 to 6 minutes per flight. As Neil deGrasse Tyson says, when we cure all diseases and stop aging, the lead cause of death will be car accidents, unless we develop self-driving cars. An existing example of the safety potential of driverless cars is the Tesla Autopilot self-driving software. After the rollout of this software, the NHTSA reported that Tesla accidents were reduced by a drastic 40%. Another issue that today's vehicles are unable to combat, and those driverless vehicles of the future could, is independence for the old folks and those with disabilities. Furthermore, the driverless cars of the future will be able to travel a lot faster than today's cars. This is not due to some new technology allowing them to drive much faster, but because of the speed limit. So speed limits can be explained through logic. The reason for the maximum 100 km per hour speed limit we have at the moment can be explained like this. So if you have a length of road, there is a maximum number of cars you can fit on that road. This number is determined by certain factors, being the length of the car and the following distance between the cars. As the cars drive faster, the following distance must increase because the time it takes for the car to stop increases. But what is following distance determined by? So you have the human reaction time and the distance it takes for the car to stop. But with automated vehicles, human reaction time is no longer needed, as they will be able to sense and be fed the exact location of the cars around them. Therefore, collision avoidance will be instantaneous. This reduces the following distance between the vehicles and allows more cars on the same stretch of road to be fitted in, so they can afford to have a faster speed limit, as the same amount of cars will go past a point faster. This ability for driverless vehicles to communicate with each other will result in a reduction in traffic. The AI in the cars will be able to know the exact location of other vehicles and therefore find alternative routes to avoid traffic jams. A common misconception is that the price tags on self-driving vehicles will be exorbitant. The current model of a driverless car uses emerging technology that, in its early state, is expensive and would add a considerable markup to the build cost of the car itself. The solution to the existing unobtainable pricing of driverless cars could be developed in two ways. As the technology evolves and becomes more mainstream, it is predicted that the price will decrease. And the adoption of ride-sharing services powered by driverless cars would create an environment where corporations buy the cars instead of the individuals from the public. Instead of the car being privately owned and parked for 95% of the time, a mobility service can buy the car and utilize it for 80 to 90% of the time, with users of the service hailing it only when required. Ride-sharing services will further aid in mitigating the negative environmental impact of the transport sector. So possibly the biggest issue to overcome is the moral dilemmas faced by driverless vehicles. In the event of an accident, should driverless cars be programmed to A. protect occupants at all costs, or B. do the least amount of damage to people and other vehicles? So would the driverless car A. swerve to avoid an obstruction, thus squishing a crowd of small school children on a trip to the museum, but leaving the occupants of the car unharmed with only the image of the small mangled bodies burned into their retina? Or B. don't avoid the obstruction, giving the school children mild trauma and a cool story, but potentially harming the occupants of the car? While this is yet an issue to be solved, the comprehensive safety features of modern cars and potential safety innovations in the emerging driverless cars ought to establish a middle ground where no one is harmed. Either way, the number of deaths associated with cars will drastically decrease if the control gets removed from the hands of humans. The final negative, one that seems to be the go-to argument against driverless cars, is that they're not as fun. The action of driving a car for some people is an experience that they would struggle to give up. Their car can become their main personality trait, and without it, they just have nothing. For me, I love driving. I've got a petrol-powered Golf that spends most of the time not working, but when it does, I love driving it. So it really just comes back to the fact that driverless cars on the daily commute will be a completely different experience, potentially better in some ways. They will become a place for productivity, entertainment, or simply to relax and rest. It will no longer be simply just driving, you'll be able to do so much more. In a way, it can become an extension of your home or your office. So overall, the environmental benefits, the drastic safety improvements, the ability to grant freedom to old and disabled people alike, a reduction in traffic, their ability to travel faster, and the better and completely different experience granted by driverless cars, places them in a completely different league to the current human-driven cars of today. While a slight lack of trust and ambivalence is associated with driverless cars in today's culture, this mainly stems from a lack of information or experience with the idea. So when the fully automated vehicles hit the roads, it won't take long for them to completely revolutionize travel.